It's time for the Open Water Marine Weekly Fishing Report with Mike Peluso Outdoors. Pleased to be joined by the legendary hockey player, coach, and angler, Mike Peluso. Mike, the mornings are getting cooler, water temps going down. I would imagine a lot of people have switched over to minnows for live bait. I know you're out at Devil's Lake. What are you seeing out there?
You know, that's exactly, you hit it all on the head there. In fact, this morning I got up, because I normally get up to meet my clients at about 6:30, and boy, you know what? It's dark out still. So, yeah, fall's here. Things are moving in that direction. I don't know. You may have jinxed it last week on the program. We talked a little bit about fall transition and those fish kind of getting a little bit of an attitude for a little bit. And we kind of running into that right now. We're seeing these fish a little bit uneasy, I guess would be a good word for it. But, you know, just like we mentioned on the program last week, you just got to keep moving and keep looking, and sooner or later you're going to find them. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened up here actually the last couple days, and I would anticipate it being exactly the same the next couple days.
Yeah, that fall turnover can be tricky. Are you seeing fish moving shallower?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly. So 2 days ago we were getting them out fairly deep, went back to where we had been catching them and didn't have much happening. Again, moved to a couple shallower structure areas, and if you kind of just sit there and wait patiently, those fish show back up. So we're able to track them down. You know, today we're just using jigs and minnows, so we did switch over to the minnows now, and the bite was pretty good.
And fall can be a great time to catch a trophy walleye, right?
Oh, it can. You know, those fish are going to begin to start stocking up a little bit for the winter, and you know they put the fall feed bag on, and it's going to start here any day. But we did notice there might be a little bit of a turnover starting to happen up on Devil's Lake. We started noticing some stuff coming up from the bottom. So it tells me that she's starting to mix up a little bit. I would anticipate most of our lakes doing that. And it seems like you kind of have that period when that happens where it is tough for a bit. And then it's like a light switch goes on. They need to fatten up, and they do it in a hurry. So that's when you want to get out there and try to capitalize on them.
What are you hearing about Sakakawea, Mike?
You know, kind of the same story. They're getting fish, but you got to stay out deep. The last time I was there, most of our fish we caught were in 35, almost 40 foot of water. Just like we've talked about before in programs past, you know, you got to make sure you're taking care of those fish. Either, you know, plan on keeping them, I guess that's the best way of putting them, or bring them in extremely slow so they can adjust to the barrier pressure. So, I think those fish are going to start, you know, beginning to go a little shallower now as well. So we're just going to have to keep an eye on it.
Mike, the river here in Bismarck has gone way down, the core not releasing as much water. How will that affect the fall fishing for people that want to fish the river, you know, right in Bismarck, Mandan?
It's going to slow it down. The bite will happen. It's just going to take it a little longer to start. And that just is a normal track record for, you know, the last 40 years that I've been on that river as a fisherman. Actually, it's more than 40 now, but I don't want to date myself too much. But every year that it's done this, typically you can almost set your watch. You won't start seeing fish in town until almost opening of rifle season. That's kind of always been the benchmark. So early November, if weather permits, then it'll be really good all the way to ice up.
Mike, how do people fish with you?
Well, easiest way is find me on my Facebook page, Mike Peluso Outdoors and Guide Service, and then on my website at MikePelusoOutdoors.com.
All right, this has been the Open Water Marine, your home for family fun weekly fishing report with Mike Peluso Outdoors. Mike, have a great rest of your week.
Oh, we will. Looking forward to it.